Thousands of Google employees worldwide join walkout protest against sexual harassment. By Charlie Nash on November 1, 2018. Thousands of Google employees around the world joined in with the hashtag Google Walkout protest against Google executives' alleged protection of sexual harassers at the company. Employees from New York City, Dublin, London, Singapore, Toronto, Berlin, and Cambridge all joined in with the protest, which Google executives reportedly tried to quell, with employees providing a list of demands to Google executives. Further protests are expected at Google's Silicon Valley headquarters. The demands included an end to forced arbitration in cases of harassment and discrimination, a commitment to end pay and opportunity inequity, a publicly disclosed sexual harassment transparency report, a clear, uniform, globally inclusive process for reporting sexual misconduct safely and anonymously, and elevate the chief diversity officer to answer directly to the CEO and make recommendations directly to the board of directors. Dublin, London, New York City, Zurich, Switzerland, Singapore, Cambridge, Massachusetts, United States of America, Toronto, Montreal. I'm walking out tomorrow with thousands of my coworkers because I believe it's past time for this abuse to stop, declared Google engineer Amer Gaber in a Twitter post, Wednesday. It's clear neither government nor business leaders will fix this on their own. We have to do this ourselves, y'all. As previously reported, Google allegedly gave former executive Andy Rubin a hero's farewell in a $90 million exit package, despite concluding that sexual harassment allegations against him were credible, a move which prompted the walkout protest on Thursday. Rubin denied the allegations, which he claimed contained numerous inaccuracies and wild exaggerations. In a comment to BuzzFeed, one Google employee involved with the protest claimed to be furious at Google's decision, adding, "I feel like there's a pattern of powerful men getting away with awful behavior towards women at Google, or if they don't get away with it, they get a slap on the wrist, or they get sent away with a golden parachute, like Andy Rubin. And it's a leadership of mostly men making the decisions about what kind of consequences to give, or not give." Breitbart News will continue to cover the walkout as it moves to Google's HQ. Charlie Nash is a reporter for Breitbart Tech. You can follow him on Twitter at Mr. Nashington, or like his page at Facebook.